The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. For a newly hatched striped bass in the Hudson River, a clutch of trout eggs in Lake Michigan, or a baby salmon in San Francisco Bay, drifting a little too close to a power plant can mean a quick and turbulent death. Sucked in with enormous volumes of water, battered against the sides of pipes and heated by steam, the small fry of the aquatic world are being sacrificed in large numbers each year to the cooling systems of power plants around the country. Environmentalists say the nation's power plants are needlessly killing fish and fish eggs with their cooling systems. But energy industry officials say opponents of nuclear power are exaggerating the losses. The issue's scope is tremendous. More than 1,000 power plants and factories around the country use water from rivers, lakes, oceans, and creeks as a coolant. At Indian Point Plant in New York, the two reactors can pull in 1.7 million gallons of water per minute. 19 plants in California use 16.3 billion gallons of seawater every day. Most of the casualties are just fish eggs, and for many species, it takes thousands of eggs to result in one adult fish.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.